Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Dave Gehr here. It is Friday, July 5th, 2019. How are you? Well, Independence Day is come and gone, and, ready for another one. Ready for next holiday, because I know I... Are you? Because I know I am. That's what I meant to say. So, good evening. So, today, Forbes Friday, and a little bit of everything in this edition, but I'm just going to talk on one thing. It's about being prepared, preparedness, and... Yesterday, there was a 6.4 magnitude earthquake in Southern California. It wasn't in Los Angeles, wasn't in San Diego. It was out in the desert, out in the Mojave Desert. And it was out near the China Lake testing area. So there still was a quite a sizable town. I want to say like 27,000 people nearby. And they were the closest ones to that, to the center of the earthquake. And but it was still felt in Los Angeles, and it was felt down the road all over, really all over Southern California it was felt. And it got me thinking, well, you know, we're in the middle of hurricane season, or we're already 1 month into hurricane season, and again, other natural disasters pop up, they flare up and things happen, but are we prepared? Are we getting ourselves ready? Do we look over the horizon often enough to understand that, hey, just because everything looks nice, it's a nice day outside, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to stay nice. Doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to not have any earthquakes. And before anybody starts with that whole fracking thing, just keep it to yourselves. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about natural disasters. I'm talking about I'm also talking about man-made disasters. Luckily, we haven't had anything in such a large scale that has affected such a large group of people. If you want to call the anti-vaxxers and then the measles stuff, well, then that's definitely a man-made disaster right there. But that goes without saying, vaccinate. All right, so being prepared, doing what it takes. It's just paying attention to your surroundings. Understand that, hey, things are going to happen, and the more prepared you are, having water, 5 2 5-gallon containers of water is better than having no containers of water extra. The power goes out, you know, your dispenser, your only dispenser is on the refrigerator. Guess what's not going to come out? That's right. You're going to have to go out to the hose out in the backyard and get the water. But even then, eventually the pumps will someplace will eventually turn themselves off. So again, and I understand it. So if you're one of those gravity-fed ones, good kudos to you. If not, well, good luck. Anyway, being prepared. Do you have a generator? Do you have batteries? Do you have candles? Do you have food that you can just heat up quickly? Do you have a propane stove, a camping stove? It doesn't have to be anything fancy. But are you prepared to be without the natural order of things, or to be disarray? Be prepared. Take this weekend as an opportunity to go ahead and audit yourself, audit what's going on around you, not just at work, but at not just at home, but at work. There we go. And audit what's around you, audit what's available, and audit and figure out how you're going to get things done when you cannot normally get things done. Something to think about, folks. And again, as a good leader, you're always looking 360 degrees. Your head is on a swivel looking around, because you never know what's over the horizon. Because what it comes down, usually comes down unexpected. Nobody, when they woke up yesterday morning, nobody was expecting in Southern California to have a 6.4. But yet, by lunchtime, there it was. So what do you do? Anyway, so just look at your surroundings, understand what could happen, and prepare for it. Be prepared. Again, if you don't, well, then you get what you deserve. And it is that simple. You do get what you deserve. If you're not looking and you're not taking care of business, your business, and preparing and helping those that around you that work for you or live with you, then you get what you deserve, and that's the bottom line. Folks, listen, I don't want to leave on such a bad note or on a very serious tone, but it's one of those realities that we definitely have to take a little time to just face, be prepared for, and once we get that under control, we can keep going with our normal lives, knowing that once it's said and done and we have to actually use them, we're better for using them than we are worse for not having them. So listen, my name is Dave Gehr. I will talk to you on Monday, Sports and Leadership. Go Team USA, go Team Netherlands. May the best team win. Obviously, go Team USA, but it's going to be a great match. So those of you that are following the U.S. Women's National Team and the FIFA Women's World Cup 2019 finals are this Sunday. So until then, we'll talk later. Have a great weekend. Take care.